The 2017 legislative session is not that far away. It's right around the corner. When does that start?
It actually starts on the 17th. I'll be going to Juneau on the 7th because there's a lot of pre-organizational work, especially with the new jobs.
What's happened over the past couple of months with reorganizing the legislature?
Sure. In the House, what we did was we talked about all the way from the very beginning of the campaign that we needed to organize around the principle of a comprehensive, sustainable fiscal plan for the state of Alaska. And we weren't able to get there before because the people were coming at the table organizing on partisan grounds, not on accomplishing a goal. So 22 people came together, three Republicans, two independents, and Democrats that wanted to sign up and say, yes, we want to be in an organization that has a goal of a comprehensive, sustainable fiscal plan. And so I'm looking forward to that because we have alignment on getting that done. The exact characteristics of that still need to be determined through the committee process, but we're looking forward to accomplishing that.
The Republican Party wasn't that happy about this.
Well, that's true. And they wanted to organize on partisan grounds, and you know, we organize on a principle of solving Alaska's biggest problem. And so we were fully convinced that we weren't going to get that with our old organization. There was too much diversity or dissension there of people not wanting to do any taxes or other groups not wanting to do anything on the permanent fund restructure. So anyway, we've formed around the principle of getting it done, and I'm looking forward to that.
And part of this reorganization, you were telling me earlier, has to do with changing your approach to committees. Do you want to explain that?
Well, sure. You know, everybody in the majority has their own talents and their own interests. And so what the majority did was try to align those interests with those committees. And so people are on those committees they're interested in. I'm going to be the co-chair of the Finance Committee on the operating budget. Big job, a lot of things to do. One of the things that we're going to have to do is, you know, cut our operating budget. But we have to do that in a smart way. And over the past number of years, especially when we went down to a 90-day session, the subcommittee process just does not work. I mean, it just interferes with everything else that's going on, and there's no continuity going through to the final budget. So we're changing that entirely, and we're going to use the policy committees for part of their time as a budget subcommittee with a member from the majority finance committee being the chair of that. So we'll do that, and then those will be scheduled, and they'll all be on air. You can watch them on Ledge TV. So it'll be really good for the public to see exactly all the discussions, because the old subcommittees would meet at different times. They weren't always covered. So this will give the public a better handle on exactly what we're considering.
So it sounds like it will create more transparency.
Yes, I think it'll create more transparency for the public. And also we're not just going to look at every item in the budget, we're going to look at the major items and look at programs that are no longer effective. And because at this point in time, 3 years of budget cutting has squeezed most of the inefficiencies out. And now we're at the point where just cutting more positions or something means that the actual programs can't be efficiently run. So basically what it is the people of Alaska, through these subcommittee process, telling us what are the important things that they want to see each agency accomplishing and what programs in those agencies fulfill their core mission.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Glad to be here.